This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. Today we have the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business, CCAB President and CEO, JP Gladue. Aboriginal procurement is an important driver of economic reconciliation and development for Aboriginal communities due to the revenue procurement generates for Aboriginal businesses, as well as the relationships formed through corporations and governments establishing procurement agreements with Aboriginal businesses. The focus on Aboriginal procurement has grown significantly in recent times, resulting in greater demand for procurement outcomes, particularly from Aboriginal businesses, with Canadian corporations and governments also seeking opportunities to grow their outcomes in Aboriginal supplier diversity. The Aboriginal procurement strategy was developed following a Canada-wide survey of Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal businesses conducted by the CCAB in partnership with Environix Research. CCAB recently launched the Aboriginal Procurement Champions Group, a high-profile group of corporations and government entities making public commitments to procure more from Aboriginal businesses. There are currently 28 Aboriginal procurement champions. As well, they have launched the Aboriginal procurement campaign Supply Change, a national campaign that will leverage the profile of the champions group to increase engagement in Aboriginal procurement through sharing success stories that highlight the benefits of Aboriginal supplier diversity. This will lead to more organizations joining the Champions Group, creating more procurement opportunities for Aboriginal businesses. JP, welcome to Nation Talk.
Thanks, Andre. Always great to be here.
Why do you think that Aboriginal procurement is important for economic reconciliation?
Aboriginal procurement drives relationships. And the wonderful thing about procurement is that it offers a place for Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal businesses to come together to create economic wealth. And you often hear me say, and we talk about economic reconciliation, what that actually means. It means that our communities are managing wealth and not the poverty that we have been managing for a very long time. And let me put this context with a very sharp point to it. When we look at, for instance, one sector, the oil and gas sector, the companies spend about $1.8 billion every year on Aboriginal businesses, the community businesses, the entrepreneurs. And what that actually looks like on the ground, as an example, Fort McKay First Nation community members earn, on average, a per capita income of $73,500. You compare that to the Canadian average of around $38,000, and perhaps more geographically representative to the average Albertan of about $50,000, you can see the economic impact that that has in the pocketbooks of the community members. And then you can start to imagine what the social indicators are in that community in the direction that they're pointing. Everybody that wants a job has a job. The community has resources to build youth centers, hockey rinks. Their community members are supporting other community members in business. And you can see that flourish. So when we look at the catalyst to that, it's procurement. It's the ability for Aboriginal businesses and the community businesses to step up to participate in the supply chain of said sector.
If you were addressing a group of Canadian corporate leaders, what would your challenge be to them in terms of Aboriginal procurement?
When we talk about procurement or the supply chain, it's a set process. And so these corporations get locked into a certain way of doing business. They get set in their policies. They get set within their go-to network for businesses that compete in their supply chain. My challenge to each and every one of those companies would be to shake it up. Start to look around to the Indigenous businesses that can be part of your supply chain. Make it easier for community businesses as well as the entrepreneurs to get to the start line to compete within your supply chain. But you have to be very directive. You can't be passive on this one. You've got to actually make sure that you've got people that are guiding Aboriginal businesses within their supply chain to make sure that they can compete. You got to make sure that you've got targets. It's one thing to say you're going to procure, but it's another thing to set a target. And as you and I know, many of the listeners here on Nation Talk, that if you don't set targets, if you don't measure, it doesn't get done. So set targets and be aggressive about achieving them.
Well, what would your response be to corporations that say that Aboriginal businesses do not have the capacity to meet supply requirements?
Well, I would say they're not looking very far or deep, because when we look at the 43,000 Aboriginal businesses, and many of them are small, but many of them are quite experienced with 15, 20, 25, 30 years of business experience and depth. And when we look at the Aboriginal businesses, yes, it's true that, you know, the survey work that we've done with our members shows that a vast majority of our Aboriginal businesses compete in projects of $100,000 or less, but there are also ones that compete in $100,000 to $500,000, and then there's another segment that compete in larger value propositions than that. And a prime example to actually make sure that we're driving down practice is looking at the Suncor example. When you look at Suncor, that is a company that is saying, okay, we're going to give extra points in the scorecard, price, quality, safety being equal. If you're an Aboriginal business, you're going to get extra points. If there's a larger contract that, quite frankly, a lot of our Aboriginal businesses aren't competing in that multi-million dollar range, and sometimes in the billions of dollars, well, they're actually targeting other companies that are setting targets when it comes to employment and procurement. So it's about driving that change down their business environment. And so companies that set those targets, and by the way, we have companies called PAR companies, Progressive Aboriginal Relations, those companies are getting extra points in the scorecard. So a company like Civeo, for instance, are getting more contracts, and they enact those same policies within their business, driving down supply chain to local businesses and local communities.
Currently, the federal government has Aboriginal set-asides. Do you think this is a good practice? And if so, is there enough being done?
I'm personally on the fence about set-asides. I think it's more about setting targets. The challenge is that the number that I just offered up, $1.8 billion, that's one sector in Canada contributing, you know, $1.8 billion per year. And the federal government, we've been working with them. We've been challenging them, and we're here to support their growth, because right now they spend between $60 and $100 million a year nationally. So clearly there is a gap to fill there, because that only represents about 0.3% of their spend, and we're 5% of the population. So we need to be very directive in setting targets and making sure that we achieve them over time.
In your opinion, what would the ultimate goal be of the Aboriginal procurement strategy that CCAB launched earlier this year?
We are developing an Aboriginal marketplace. So it's an opportunity to provide a space for business to occur between our Aboriginal and our non-Aboriginal businesses that are looking to procure business from our Aboriginal businesses within CCAB, specifically our certified Aboriginal businesses. So creating that space for business to happen, recognizing that we've got companies that compete in small contracts to multi-million dollar contracts, and creating a space for that to organically happen by ensuring that opportunities are put in the marketplace and that our Aboriginal businesses are getting in line to be able to compete on those projects, those supply chain opportunities.
These are very exciting endeavors. What is the biggest challenge that CCAB is having right now with regards to getting the word out about these great initiatives?
We often refer to a lot of the catalysts in this country have been around natural resource projects. And, you know, mining sector does a decent job. Forestry sector does a decent job. The oil and gas sector has been doing incredible work as well. Half of our population now is in the urban centers, and getting the engagement of the non-traditional, the non-environment or resource sector organizations to start to allocate a certain portion of a supply chain to targeting Aboriginal businesses. And that's starting to change, but it's not changing quick enough. So for instance, we have Simon Fraser University that is now a procurement champion. That's fantastic. We've got Hatch, we've got RBC, we've got CIBC. So these large institutions that are operating within urban centers to help them and guide them to create space for Aboriginal procurement with their supply chain. I think that's the biggest challenge right now. Again, the resource sectors get it. But Canada is more than just resource sectors, and half of our population is in the urban centers. So we've got to open up that supply chain.
If I was a corporation listening right now and I wanted to become a procurement champion, what do I have to do?
Give us a call. We've got a great team here that bridge the understanding that are working with our members to encourage them to join the procurement champions. Right now, as you mentioned, there's 28 companies and it's growing basically weekly. And so we're arming our supply chain with these great companies that want to do good work with our Aboriginal businesses and our Aboriginal communities. And the other portion of that, though, is making sure that we've got the Aboriginal businesses in line, because they want to procure. They're hungry for those Aboriginal businesses. And so we also encourage the Aboriginal businesses to join CCAB so that we can certify you as an Aboriginal business to put you into that Aboriginal marketplace that will be launched later this fall.
Well, it's all amazing, and it's moving Aboriginal business in the right direction in this country. So www.ccab.com. I just want to say thank you, Chimagwich, to President and CEO of the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business, JP Gledu.
Thank you, Andre. And if you're into tweeting and hashtagging, our campaign is hashtag supply change, because supply chains supply change.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest.